It's a Wednesday again, obviously, because that's the way weeks work. Welcome to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. This is the Two Broke College Students. I am Dan, of course, as you know. You can follow me personally on Twitter at DannyBoySpeaks. You can follow the show on Twitter at TBCS_RMU. You can use the hashtag TwoBrokeRMU, and you can find us on Facebook by searching, actually, typing into your address bar, facebook.com/TBCSRMU, and we'll be there. And joining me this week, not as always, because Mia is trying to do less than she currently does, and she's absent this week, we have a special guest co-host.
Hello, I'm Levi Brown, and I am the host of Cloud 9 here on RMU Radio.
Well, co-host.
Co-host of Cloud 9. And I want to thank Dan for bringing me on today.
You got two familiar voices with you. One on, of course, Cloud 9 was yesterday, and it's every Tuesday at 5. You heard Mia on it last night, and she told you that we would be on the air at 4, and here we are. Unfortunately, she can't be here, but Levi's here to hold down the fort. So let's... we have a special selection of tracks for you today. We have all songs related to, well, not all, but songs related to the Grammys. And we're going to start right now with a song that is up for Rap Song of the Year, and the album itself is up for Album of the Year. It's Kendrick Lamar, All Right.
I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. I got the clean version.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Wow.
We gon' be alright.
If I'm trying to get thrown out of school, yeah.
We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty, Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to sign my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil. I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it. Be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog. My
my dog is all. Big back in chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God.
When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, huh? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted.
Miss Kendrick Lamar, all right, up for a couple Grammys as an individual and as a as the whole the artist or bleh, the album as a whole. Sorry, can't talk right now.
It's a little bit tongue tied.
Yeah, well, it's cold. I can't, you know. And Daniel Bryan retired. It sucks, you know. Whatever.
That was an emotional night, I must say.
Yes, it was.
I was going to say, I saw it on Facebook at first. It was, I think it was the official Botchmania fan page. They were the first ones to upload it. They were saying Daniel Bryan, they had posted a picture from his Twitter saying that tonight, I'm, you know, sorry to announce that I will be retiring from competition. And it's crazy because his popularity skyrocketed out of nowhere. I remember just watching Raw a couple years back. And Daniel Bryan, you know, this guy from NXT, when they first had started NXT.
He got fired for choking Justin Roberts.
I remember that. And then WWE, obviously, they edited the clip to where when the Nexus first debuted, you know, they tore up the ring. They tore up everything. And that's when you saw Daniel Bryan just choking him. And then that's when they cut it. They cut real fast from the camera that was on him. But when I saw that, I was like, I knew it was coming sooner or later. Because here's the thing with WWE performers, sports entertainers, as they'd like to coin it. Once you have a neck injury or a concussion, as you mentioned earlier before we had aired, if you have a neck injury or a concussion, your career is going to be shortened. I mean, we have evidence. Just look at Edge, for example, Adam Copeland. He, I think it was 2004 where he first injured his neck.
He broke his neck, yeah.
And yeah. I think it was 2013 when it was Christian versus Alberto Del Rio, who's now back in WWE from Lucha Underground. Christian was on the ring apron, and Brodus Clay and Edge were spectating, you know, respective.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. That was his last night. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And then Brodus Clay was on the ring side. So, not ringside, but outside the
Edge
ring.
Edge tried to spear him. And
then as he went down, Brodus Clay, like, tucked into his neck. Or tucked onto his head while he went down, and that right there just still do because you can see Edge.
I saw before the camera cut away, he grabbed his neck, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, something's not right. But John Cena, he's still kicking. I'm not hoping that the guy, you know, retires soon or something, but John Cena, he had a neck injury, I believe, back in 2007, 2008 against Batista at SummerSlam, if I'm not mistaken. My wrestling knowledge is pretty out there, so.
Yeah, Batista powerbombed him into the, yeah. He literally chose the hardest part of the ring, and that, you know.
His neck, it just, he's had a lot of injuries over the year. I remember, I'm not sure if it was him or Orton, but one of them had a collarbone injury. I think it might have been Randy Orton. Randy Orton might have been the one with the collarbone injury, because he was going for a, he was on the ringside as well. This happened on ringside, and someone had pushed him, or he got thrown out, and he landed directly on his collarbone on the shoulder outside the ring. It was just crazy to watch because, you know, people, me and you, Dan, we obviously like watch WWE.
Yeah.
And people that always say, oh, WWE is fake, it's not fake because every time they step in that ring, even outside of the ring, there's still a chance that you're going to possibly get injured. You know, it's scripted, but it's not fake.
Yeah.
You're telling me those punches are, you know, fake?
So, you know what else is scripted and not fake? Most television shows.
Right, people.
You still have to act it. I'm not saying, and not saying that professional wrestlers act. Well, sometimes they do, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you watch a match, and you tell me if you could do that. I know I couldn't. Because, I mean...
Maybe I could do some of the stuff. Can I do all of it?
No. I could cut a promo and walk around the ring and get people mad at me. I could be a jerk, you know, whatever.
As in the wrestling world, the term we would like to call it here
heel.
Is heel, yes. Heel is a bad guy in professional wrestling, and face or baby face, whatever you want to call it, is a good guy.
We will have more on Daniel Bryan later in the show, and more of this discussion at a later time. This is just a tease of what's to come. That's what we like to call a teaser. So I think we will move on to another Grammy-nominated song. Song of the Year, this one is up for. It's, well, you all know what it is by now. It's Overplayed. That's what it is.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about
it. See, the thing with that song is I can only take the first few minutes, and then that's it. So let's move on to another Grammy-nominated The Weeknd, up for Album of the Year, also. Here's I Can't Feel My Face. The Weeknd, I Can't Feel My Face, after a little bit of Wiz Khalifa, but let's just glance over that, shall we? Now, Today's theme for the musical selections, obviously, is the 2016 Grammys, which will take place February 16th, which is next Monday, I believe, the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Well, whatever day of the week it is, whatever. But
some Monday, yeah.
So I mentioned a few of the Album of the Year nominees. We obviously have the album that you heard that song, Beauty Behind the Madness, The Weeknd. Traveler by Chris Stapleton, a country album on for Album of the Year. To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar. Whether or not you think he's the best one or not, he's up for Album of the Year. Sound and Color, Alabama Shakes. I know there's been some controversy surrounding that nomination. And last but not least, 1989, Taylor Swift.
I was going to say...
which one's going to win that one?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was think so too.
I'm more of a guy that listens to techno electronica. And when I found out that she was dating Calvin Harris, it was kind of... It wasn't like something... What I'm trying to say is that when I saw those two hook up, I'm like, I wonder if she's going to, you know, do Calvin just like she did everyone else, like all of her past exes. You know, Taylor Swift is known for, you know, writing a song about her exes and singing it. And
well, it's what made her famous.
So. Pretty much. And, yeah, when I saw that, I was just waiting for, you know, those two to break up so she could write a song about Calvin and then, I'm like, laugh about it or something. Calvin's a pretty good artist. I must say, I have some of his earlier albums, like I Created Disco, which came out in 07. 07. I think it's 07. That one, I have his single, I'm Not Alone, which is extraordinary pop. Popular, and it's just phenomenally good. I can't speak today, Dan. I don't know.
Phenomenal, like AJ Styles. Okay, moving on.
but yeah, Calvin Harris, he's a good artist. I like him.
Yeah. You know, despite... You know, everything surrounding Taylor Swift, you know, her past, whatever, you can't get away from the fact that 1989 is a ridiculously successful album. And if I say so myself, you heard it here first on the air, it's actually not that bad. Taylor Swift is not that bad, so.
Taking your word for it.
I mean, she transitioned from country to pop, but, you know, whatever makes it work, right?
That's another thing about her, that people did always mention how she started out with country, but eventually she shifted over to mainstream pop music. So, I mean, I like Taylor. One of her songs, actually, I'm guilty of liking Taylor Swift right now, but one of her stories, wow, look at that. I'm getting the title mixed up with the word. One of the songs I listened to her by, or man, I cannot speak today, Dan. I don't know what is up with me, man. One of the songs I listen to by Taylor Swift is called Love Story. It's a good...
I've heard that one.
It's a good little tune. And it's from old Taylor Swift. It's not new. I think it came out a while ago. But that song, I can listen to it just the regular version. But the way I found out about that song was that...
Don't tell me there's a techno remix of it.
Well, there's a techno mashup of it. Someone had mixed. I'm sorry, Dan. It's just me, dude. But someone had mixed Deadmau5's song called Finished Symphony.
There we go.
And originally, that song was created by Hybrid, which are a British electronica group. And Deadmau5 remixed the song, you know, obviously to a more modern house electronica song. And they put Love Story's vocals behind Finished Symphony's remix. And I was going to say, it's pretty good. If you haven't checked it out on YouTube, it's up on YouTube. Someone had done it. Just look up Taylor Swift Love Story and Deadmau5 Finished Symphony, and it is phenomenally good. Just got to give it a try.
Well, here's the aforementioned Taylor Swift with Wildest Dreams from 1989.
As it begins, my one condition. said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Taylor Swift in Our Wildest Dreams, apparently. That's from the Grammy-nominated Album of the Year,
1989.
So, I think right now a good thing to do is make ourselves hungry and take a quick break, and we will be back in 30 seconds.
Pizza Di Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Di Casa. From our Di Casa to your Di Casa. Fresh and delicious.
And we're back. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now I want some pizza.
Right. So from Pizza Di Casa, of course. Otherwise, you know, Ben would not like it. Okay. I know that we've been... I know usually this isn't... We don't usually talk about sports subjects. I mean, we had a Super Bowl show last week, but we didn't really analyze the game. We talked about, you know, commercials and who we picked. Unfortunately, I picked the Carolina Panthers because who was going to think Cam Newton was going to have that bad of a game? Anyway, he was more like a Fig Newton Sunday. Peyton Manning's forehead is huge. That's a side note.
I feel like if Peyton Manning and the Broncos would have lost Super Bowl 50, because Peyton is, you know, obviously the man's old. We all know that. I have a feeling if they lost,
he would have come back.
Yeah, he would have kept on playing, you know, eventually until he got that one ring. And I was going to look at, like, you can't see Peyton Manning. I can't see, you know, I'm obviously not a Broncos or any other fan except Steelers fan. But, you know, you can't have one of the most – then again, I'm about to totalize language, like my professor in news writing. I'm not going to mention names. But totalizing language, one of the most legendary quarterbacks in NFL history to, you know, retire after a Super Bowl loss. Only one Super – if he would have lost, he only had one Super Bowl ring. And, I mean, I could have saw him losing – it, like, ruined his legacy. Because that's all they're talking about now is Manning's legacy, Peyton Manning's legacy at that. And him losing the Super Bowl, it kind of would have been, you know, not horrible to watch, but, like, just, you know, damaging to his legacy.
The problem with the whole, I mean, great, Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl, but he didn't, like, that was a terrible game by both teams. So, technically, the defense for the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning really, he didn't really do, he wasn't really Peyton Manning in that game, and he still managed to win. And if he wouldn't have won, he would have had one ring, but now he's tied with Roethlisberger and
his brother
as well. So that makes you think that, hey, well, maybe he's going to come back and try to win one more and take over his brother with three, and then he'll retire. But I think he's done.
Speaking of his brother, Eli, when they had, when the Broncos won the game, Eli Manning's facial expression, he's just like, oh, man, I got to win another ring now. I'm not the favorite in the family no more. Like, Eli Manning's face just read, like, now I got to win. Now I have to show mom and dad, like, I'm the superior brother or something.
Of course, now it's a meme, so what?
It's like the face you make when your brother beats you at
the face you make when you run out of pizza rolls is Eli Manning's face. Yeah, that's
just give it a couple more days, and it'll be all over the internet, front page of Tumblr or Reddit, whatever social media site is, you know, most popular.
Or Twitter, where you can find us, and where you right now you can listen to the Struts. Could have been me. This has nothing to do with the Grammys. Just bear with us. It's a good song. The Struts, Could Have Been Me, we're the two broke, well, yeah, I think we're two broke college students. You're broke, right? Just go with it, just go with it.
I mean, okay, sure, I'm broke.
It's the two broke college students with guest co-host Levi. Mara, obviously, couldn't be here tonight, but she will be back next week. I guarantee it. I'm like the men's warehouse. Okay, so we're doing this whole you know, dual Grammy Super Bowl Daniel Bryan thing. So let's run down the nominees for Song of the Year, which is probably the one that I will be paying close attention to because, you know, there's some songs that I know on here. So the first nominee we have Lori McKenna with Girl Crush. Never heard of it. Skip. next one we have Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud from Multiply. That better win, just saying. Next nominee, Blank Space by Taylor Swift. Kendrick Lamar with All Right, which you heard previously. And Wiz Khalifa, See You Again from the Fast and the Furious soundtrack. Out of these ones, which one would you pick here?
Didn't Wiz Khalifa... Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Ah, well, personally, I would go... We're gonna be. I'll say All Right. Because that's the one that, you know, I actually like that song. Mm-hmm. I can listen to it unlike most of the other ones. But I think Wiz Khalifa, didn't he just do a remix of Adele's Hello, if I'm not mistaken?
I think he may have, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw it all over Facebook. It's on All Def Digital's Facebook page. It's blown up a little bit. They're saying he should be nominated for a Grammy for it. It's a little bit, you know, Wiz Khalifa's style and culture. It's kind of a, you know... I don't know if we're allowed to say it's on radio. It's like a stoner
type thing.
Yeah. It's almost like a stoner type remix to it. We all know Wiz Khalifa's little personality going on.
Yeah. He's a character.
Should have used that word. Everyone always uses character.
He's a character.
I have an old coworker. I hope he's listening. But he would always say, oh, yeah, there's some sort of character. Like, always. He would always say character.
He'd be a great professional wrestler. I'm just going to say that right now. So, I think... When your legs Ed Sheeran, don't talk like they used to before. Thinking Out Loud, a Song of the Year nominee for the Grammys. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. It's RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Take it away, Ed. Will your mouth still two British artists in a row. I sense a theme.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall.
I didn't even realize it's close to Valentine's Day. What an appropriate song. Eh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Didn't even realize that. Thanks, Ed. Maybe it's all part of a plan. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, up for Song of the Year at the Grammys. So if you don't watch the Grammys, at least keep an eye on the results. In other news, the Super Bowl was this Sunday. There were, I think, there were really two or three good commercials through the whole thing.
I didn't even watch the commercials, really. I was actually... at work that day. I was working Yorktown Cafe down the road. I think it's the Holiday Inn that RMU bought out.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just alternating between, you know, working, stocking the shell, not stocking the shelves, but stocking the cooler, more like it. You know, stocking the cooler and going back to the TV, just watching like the plays and everything. Mm-hmm. Other coworkers too were just like, you know, occasionally walking out, like, what's the score? Whose ball is it? You know, what draft? But yeah, I don't watch this year. I didn't really, you know, care for the commercial. The commercials, like you said, even if I did see some, they weren't good like previous year's commercials. Mm-hmm. Like the Super Bowl has funny commercials, serious commercials.
There were
the Mountain Dew commercial. What is it? I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm not going to stop drinking Mountain Dew. It gets me through days here. Okay.
Oh,
so.
I'm not me either. I'm just trying to figure out. It's like Puppy Monkey Baby or
something. Puppy Monkey Baby. Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what am I watching? You know,
what you're watching is a terrible commercial. The three that I think worked well, the three that I think were really good, the Heinz commercial, obviously, with the dogs dressed up as hot dogs, wiener dogs running towards them. Yeah,
I did see that one. I did see that one.
That was released on YouTube a couple days before the game. But then there was the first Doritos one. Where with the lady and an ultrasound and the baby, if you watch the Super Bowl the whole way through, you know which one I'm talking about. That one was pretty good because, I mean, Doritos makes some funny commercials. Yeah.
That one actually had caught some trouble. I saw on Facebook. It we're not going to go into detail, but you can feel free to look that up online. It did cause an issue to some people and others. But, like I said, feel free to look that up online and read up about it. But go ahead.
Well, what doesn't cause trouble these days?
People are sensitive.
And then the domestic violence texting one, that one was pretty good. So I think...
I didn't see that one. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch that.
So that was your Super Bowl commercial rundown. I think to close out the news of the week and... just because we've been talking about it, we talked about it earlier in the show, I figure why not run down, if we have any, our favorite live memories of going to see Daniel Bryan in person live. Levi, were you ever able to make it out to a show when they were in Pittsburgh and see Daniel Bryan in a match?
Unfortunately, no. The last time I went to a WWE Live event, it was some time ago. I don't even remember the year. It had to be early 2010s, it had to be 2011 or 2012. But I was with my father and
the heydays of CM Punk. Nice.
It was before he had all the issues. You know, when he went on that what was it? He just like a sit-in or something. He was just going on off about the company. But, yeah, that was unfortunately the last time I went to a WWE event. I wanted to go to the Royal Rumble when they had it here. That's when Daniel Bryan got eliminated, and they immediately booed everybody. Like, they just booed the whole match. And then at number 30, I think they were starting to cheer for Alexander Rusev. And then when he got eliminated and Roman Reigns won, because, you know, obviously it looked like Roman Reigns was going to win, they just turn the match away. It's just like horrible.
Funny you mention the Royal Rumble, because I was at the infamous 2014 Royal Rumble at Consol Energy Center here in Pittsburgh, and that, well, for two reasons now, as of last night, that's probably a really memorable pay-per-view for me, because not only was it my first one, but it was also Daniel Bryan wrestled Bray Wyatt, I think, the first or second match of the night, and the whole arena exploded in the yes chants and the Daniel Bryan chants. And then, because of their, you know, because of the way they booked that match, Daniel Bryan was up first or second, and then after that, people wanted more Daniel Bryan. So the whole show, especially the WWE title match, John Cena, Randy Orton, that one was hijacked to all heck, and I was part of that, even starting some chants that weren't put on TV because, well, they were inappropriate, but whatever.
Funny thing about WWE, you know, SmackDown is obviously, you know SmackDown is taped. I heard that they edit out, since it's taped, they edit out some of the chants, like, you know, when CM Punk had left, like, here and there, you'll get the CM Punk chants. Obviously, we know why CM Punk left. Well, that was a while ago, but once in a while, we'll get those chants, and the crowd on Monday Night Raw, since it's not taped, it's live, they will sometimes acknowledge the fans chanting, you know, CM Punk. And at one point, I remember Stephanie was, just quit, just like your hero, CM Punk, and the crowd just booed her. It's funny when they get reactions from the crowd about CM Punk, because right now, it's, like, he's not coming back. We're going to have to live with that. I mean, me, not so much. The guy was really never, you know, I wasn't really up for the guy. The only time I was maybe when he had won, I think it was, not Money in the Bank. It was either the event Money in the Bank. It wasn't the actual Money in the Event that he won, or money.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes, the Money in the Bank. It was at the event where he beat John Cena and took home, you know, in his hometown of Chicago.
Yeah, that was an amazing. That was great.
That was when I was like, everyone was hopping on the CM Punk bandwagon because, you know, this guy, he spoke the truth. You know, everyone was, people love when, you know, someone speaks the truth. So
that actually got me into, that actually got me into wrestling, because there was a guy that, I mean, there was a guy that was sort of, you know, ringing bell, like sort of clicking with, sort of relating to, you know, whenever he, not the most popular guy, obviously. So that was pretty much what sold me on wrestling. And, you know, of course, the 2014 Royal Rumble, not only was the Daniel Bryan hijacked one, but it was also the last match of CM Punk. So that was my, that's my Daniel Bryan CM Punk memory in all in one big, as they say in Britain, all in one big go. So there you go.
Oh yeah, part timers. That's why he. I remember CM Punk was going off about part timers, how he works day in, day out.
2014 Rumble, Batista.
Yeah, won that. Part time. And The Rock had come back the year before to, you know, face Cena for. To face Cena for the WWE Championship. That was the one. The Royal Rumble before that, I think The Rock beat CM Punk at
for the title.
Oh yeah, The Rock. Or Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I think
he's bringing that back. But I remember that Royal Rumble because CM Punk was like, why is this part-timer getting this title when he's only here, you know, once in a blue moon? Meanwhile, I'm here 365 days a week. I mean, not a week, a year, you know, working my butt off. So that's why CM Punk left. I feel like that is the reason. I remember him talking about it.
And, of course, you know what? While we're here, speaking of CM Punk, let's break some news. A couple minutes ago, I saw on one of the websites that CM Punk is undergoing surgery, so his now-booked UFC debut against Mickey Gall is going to be delayed, unfortunately. It was supposed to be scheduled for UFC 199 or 200, but now it looks like it may be after that. But you will have to, we'll stay posted on that, and if things go the way we want them to here on the radio, we will bring you that update whenever live on the air on a different show, maybe.
Yeah, I had seen that on Facebook. You know, we get our news from Facebook, you know, us teenagers, young adults. You know, we're obviously always on social, not always, but most of the time on social media. Here I am totalizing language again. you know, and we get most of our news from the Facebook. Sometimes it's serious news and, you know, weird news or soft news, hard news. Hard news obviously being politics, crimes, stuff like that. Soft news being entertainment, you know, gossip, music. And I had seen that. I was like, so this guy is going to have to postpone, you know, yet another debut or another show to where we have to wait and see what he's made of in mixed martial arts. So, I do hope his surgery goes well. I do want to eventually see CM Punk getting back into, you know, something that he wants to do, something different, just like Brock Lesnar. Funny story about Brock Lesnar. He actually had left the company back in 2004 after WrestleMania 20, I believe. He wanted to pursue a career in the NFL. He was actually,
that was a fail.
He was actually a practice member of the Minnesota Vikings, his home state. Well, actually, I think Brock Lesnar is from one of the Dakota states. But nonetheless, he tried out for the practice squad, didn't make it all the way. He got cut. And that's when he tried out UFC.
The Brock Lesnar story. You can hear more about that possibly in the future. But right now, before we move on to the next song, Get Better CM Punk quickly. We want to see how you do in the octagon. Thank you, Daniel Bryan. And we played 1989, a song from 1989 earlier. So how about the 1975? Chocolate, which I want some of right now. Can someone bring me chocolate, please? If you're listening, Romo Steve, come on, bring me chocolate.
Friend like chocolate. You said we go, and I'm
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza, along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Da Casa. From our Da Casa to your Da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
Pizza Da Casa again. Thanks for the sponsorship. We will definitely stop by and grab some pizza next time. Right now, what we're going to do is we are going to play some Cage the Elephant, Mess Around. A little Living Color, Cult of Personality. Neon light, Ask not what your country can do for you, my friend. I know you gotta head out, so say goodbye to the people.
Thank you, Dan, for having me on Two Broke College Students, and I look forward. Oh, I like this quote. Hold up. Fear itself. again, Dan, I want to thank you for having me on Two Broke College Students. It was a blast today, talking about things that, you know, both of us have in common.
Thank me for not showing up. Jeez.
you know, Daniel Bryan, Grammys, music. Thank you again, Dan, for having me. And I look forward to future Two Broke College Students and Cloud Nine.
You can listen to him every Tuesday at 5 on Cloud Nine with Mara Linehan. Linehan.
Oh, yeah. Let me not butcher her name again.
Linehan. and you know what? Levi has to leave, but I'm still here for the next few minutes. So since the Penguins are playing and we've been talking about Daniel Bryan all night, why not end with this?
Come on, let's go Pens! Yes! 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 Yes!
Well, that'll do it for the show this week. It's been an interesting show as usual. It's the first time it's really only been one broke college kid. But for Levi Brown, Mia DeAngelis, who will be back next week, I am your right now solo host, Daniel Clayton. Once again, you can follow us on Twitter at TBCSRMU. You can find us on Facebook at TVCS RMU, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, on RMU Radio. Peace.